谢谢弟兄姐妹的代祷。
Thanks for your prayer for us.
今天早上去 Rochester， 虽然路上不太好开，不过都感谢主一切平安顺利。
I went to Rochester this morning, and even though the road was not as good, but I was safely there and safely back.
高姐，你的朋友是从 Minnesota Rochester 来吗？Okay. Are you from Rochester, Minnesota?
Oh.
Okay. Okay. We welcome you.
So they live in Minnesota.
Okay. Today,
Today we shall read the last passage of John 14.
约翰福音十四章是卖主的犹大离开以后，耶稣跟那十一个门徒讲的一段话。
This passage Jesus would discuss with disciples after Judas who betrayed him has left.
他们谈话的地点是在一个地方，我们中文可以翻成上房。
So this took place in the upper room.
谈完饭之后，耶稣就开领带领门徒去到客西马尼园。
After this, Jesus led the disciples, so they all went to Gethsemane.
可能是在客西马尼园里面，或者去的路上，他有看到葡萄树。
I think it's on the way to Gethsemane where they saw the grape tree.
所以耶稣讲的约翰福音十五章，我是真葡萄树的讲道。
That's why Jesus gave the talk of I am the true vine in verse 15.
在十四章里面，耶稣屡次的安慰他的门徒。
In verse 14, many times he comforted his disciples.
因为他快要跟他们分开了。
Because they were just about to, he is about to leave them.
最后这段经文里面，他再一次的安慰他们。
Once again, he started comforting them.
他要给他们一个遗产。
He left him a legacy.
这个遗产有哪一些？
What are they?
第一个。
The first.
是他的盟友。
So he is their ally.
这是二十五节到二十六节。
So that's taken from verse 25-26.
二十五节说，我和你们同住的时候，已将这些话对你们说了。换句话说，耶稣是旧话重提。
Once again, he's saying he's re-teaching them what he had taught them before.
可是门徒仍然不明白。
But the disciples still do not understand.
所以这位保惠师耶稣的盟友要做两件事情。
That's why this helper and the disciples allies shall do two things.
第一个是教导或者是指教。
The first one is to teach them.
第二个是提醒他们或让他们想起来。
The second is to remind them so they can remember.
我们先看教导指教。
Let's look at the teaching.
这个动词是将来式。
So this is the future tense.
表示将来有一天保惠师要教导他们。
So one day the helper would teach them.
教导些什么？
What is he going to teach them?
圣经说一切的事。
The Bible says all things.
我们看看这批门徒们呢。
Let's look at these disciples.
他们真的需要教导。
They really need to be taught.
他们和耶稣有三年的时间。
They've been with Jesus for 3 years.
他们对耶稣讲的话。
So whatever they heard from Jesus,
常常是似懂非懂。
They often seem to understand and yet they don't.
或者有听没懂。
Or they may have heard it, but they do not understand.
甚至有时候完全弄错了耶稣的意思。
Or they may even misunderstood what Jesus meant.
所以耶稣是对他们说，
That's what Jesus told them.
你们需要 教导。
You need to be taught.
你们真的需要他。
You truly need him.
你们听了这么久仍然不明白。
You have listened so long and yet still do not understand.
你们需要被教导。
You need to be taught.
我是要走了。
I'm leaving.
但我那个盟友啊。
But my friend, my ally.
那位保惠师。
The helper.
他要来。
He's going to come.
他有许多的任务要做。
He has many missions to do.
其中一个任务就是要教导你们。
One of it is to teach you.
这些门徒们
All these disciples,
后来的确借着圣灵的教导
truly through the teaching of the Spirit. They understood what Jesus said. And also the Spirit helped them reveal them to write many books.
There's
a total of 26 books. So that is our New Testament Bible.
弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们也是需要被教导,
we need to be taught too.
这位宝慧师是当时门徒们的属灵老师,
so this helper is their spiritual teacher for the disciples.
今天他也是你我的属灵老师,
today he is also your and mine spiritual teacher.
他可以在我们研读圣经的时候,
he can teach us when we're reading the Bible.
就直接地教导我们,
teach us directly when we're reading the Bible.
他还可以使用有教导恩赐的人,
he can also use those who have the gift of teaching.
借着他们的讲道,
through their preaching.
借着他们的教学,
through their teaching.
叫着他们的解经,
through their interpretation of the Bible.
间接地教导我们,
indirectly teach us.
但不管是直接或间接的,
so whether indirectly or directly,
如果这个宝慧师不教导我们的话,
if this helper does not teach us,
我们仍然不明白,
we would still not understand.
一个人重生的一个证据之一,
one of the proofs of your salvation,
他不再似懂非懂的,
is no longer seem to understand yet do not understand.
他也不是有心不懂的,
it's never seems to listen but to understand.
他听了以后能够明白,
they will listen, they will understand.
保罗讲了一句话值得我们注意,
Paul has said something needs us.
我们看哥林多前书,
let's go to 1 Corinthians
第二章,
chapter 2
9到13节,
from 9 verse 9 to 13.
哥林多前书第二章 9到13节,
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 9 to 13.
早早也请大家跟我一起来念。
Let's read together.
OK, 我们一起来。如今上首地，神为爱他的人所预备，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。 除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。我们所领受的，并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们人知道神开恩赐给我们的事，并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语。 将属灵的话解释属灵的事。圣灵的一个任务就是教导我们。
One of the mission of the Spirit is to teach us.
让我们能够明白一切有关于神的事情。
So we can understand all things regarding God.
好不好? 我们2009年刚开始。
Maybe at the beginning of the 2009.
我们决心要读圣经。
We're determined to read the Bible.
如果已经读了, 我说我现在读的, 每一天读的更多一点,
if you're already reading the Bible, you can, I will read even more every day.
因为圣经里面就是耶稣的话, 神的话,
because in the Bible is God's word.
当我们打开圣经的时候,
when we open the Bible,
我们先祷告,
as before that shall we pray.
我们求这位宝慧师就教导我们,
we ask this helper to teach us.
让我们能够明白圣经上一切的事,
so that we may understand all things on the Bible.
圣经的第二个任务是想起,
the second mission of the Bible is to remind us of the Holy Spirit.
这些门徒们他们常常忘记了耶稣讲的话,
those disciples, they forgot what Jesus taught them.
他们的情形有点像我们现在青少年的儿女们,
they seem to be like our youth today.
或者说有一些,
or some.
他们我们跟他们讲话说心不在焉,
when we talked to them, they were not paying attention.
或者听了就忘,
or they heard and forgot about.
或者说话从左耳进来, 右耳出去,
or came from the left, through, went out through the right ear.
门徒的情形当时也是这样,
there was the same situation for the disciples in those days.
但圣灵来了以后,
but after the Spirit came,
情形不一样,
things changed.
门徒会想起来耶稣当时讲的话。
The disciples would start to remember what Jesus said.
我们看约翰福音里面两个例子。
Let's look two examples in the book of John.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
第二章二十一节二十二节。
John 2:21-22。
但耶稣这话是以他的身体为鉴，所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过的这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。再看一次十二章十六节。
I read another passage in chapter 12.
十二章十六节
Verse 16
这些事门徒起先不明白，等到耶稣得了荣耀以后，才想起这话是指着他写的，并且众人果然像他这样行了。我们今天也常常有这样的情形。
We may have the same experiences today.
我们听了圣经里面的老的真理。
After we hear some old truths in the Bible.
因为已经好几年前，好几年旧了，好几千年旧了。
Because these are old truths from thousand years ago.
虽然我们听过好多次。
Even though we may have heard many times.
但是我们常常会忘记。
But we often forget.
圣灵的第二个任务。
So the second mission of the Spirit
便是直接地提醒我们
is to remind us directly.
他可以借着讲员的信息查经的时候间接地提醒我们
He can also indirectly remind us through the sermon or through Bible study.
虽然今天的世界常常是拒绝这个古老的真理
Even though this world often refuse the old truth.
啊，说它过时了。
It's outdated.
不实际啊。
It's not practical.
对我今天没有好处啊。
It doesn't help me today.
需要被更新或补充啊。
Needs to be revised or supplemented.
但那个古老的真理不需要任何的更改。
But we know the old truths do not need to be revised.
因为它是耶稣自己的话。
Because it is the word of Jesus himself.
神的真理不是新的。
God.Truth is not new.
这个古老的真理。
So it's the old truth.
因为神不改变。
Because God shall never change.
他过去是这样。
He was like this in the past.
今天也是这样。
He's the same today.
明天还是这样。
Tomorrow he will be the same.
我们看一句话，希伯来书。
Let's go to Book Hebrews.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
第十节。
Verse 10.
希伯来书十三章第十节。
Hebrews 13:10.
第八节，希伯来十三章第八节。
Hebrews 13 verse 8。
我们找到一起来念。
Let's read this together。
我们一起来。
Let's read。
耶稣基督，昨日、今日，一直到永远，是一样的，神不改变。
God will never change。
所以他讲的古老的真理也不改变。
So the truth that he spoken, all truth, is never changed.
今天世界上人常常喜欢新奇的东西。
In today's world, people like new things.
他们不喜欢听古老的真理。
They don't like to hear the old truth.
他们也忘记了古老的真理。
They also forget the new old truth.
当他听到一些新奇的东西。
When they hear new things.
说到摩大拉的玛利亚便是耶稣的太太。
So they will say that the Magdalene is the wife of Jesus.
说神没有咒诅同性恋
and they also say God never cursed homosexuality
因为同性恋是天生的
because homosexuality is born of nature
或者说救恩不是唯独恩典
or they will say that salvation is not the only blessing
不是说神做大部分的工作我们做少部分的工作
It doesn't say that God makes most of the work we do the smaller part of
哦这样才公平
Then that's only fair
当人听到一些新奇的东西
So when they hear some new things
有些人的反应
Some people would react
哎呀我从来没有听过这么新的
You know I've never heard such new things
所以它一定是正确的
Therefore they must be true
新道理或新的理论
new theories or new truths
都不是真的。
They are not accurate or true.
都不是圣灵工作以后的结果。
It was not the result of the work of the Spirit.
圣灵没有给我们新的教导。
The Spirit did not give us new teaching.
他常常是让我们想起我们过去所听过那古老的真理。
He would teach us to remember the old truth.
怎么能够得到怎么能让这些古老的真理更成为我们生活的一部分呢？
How can we let those old truths become part of our life?
我想一个很好的方法。
There's a very good method.
就是背诵神的话语。
It's to memorize God's word.
上个礼拜天我们在敬礼的时候。
Last Sunday during the baptismal service.
郭坤姐妹她把许多的圣经节背出来。
Sister Guo Kun recited many of the Bible verses.
他把罗马书里面有关于救恩的五六个圣经节一口气背出来。
There were five or six verses in the book of Romans regarding salvation. He recited them all.
我们每个礼拜天有个金句背诵。
Every Sunday we shall have a memory verse.
我们至今已经有六十几个金句。
So far we have more than 60 verses.
兰登姐妹把每个金句都能够背出来。
Our sister London can also recite them all.
我还没有机会让她背给我听。
I have not a chance to have her recite for me.
但是我知道她能够背出来。
I know she can.
今年前个礼拜我跟伊斯姆也决定。
A week ago, Mrs. Yi and I, we made it a resolution.
2009年我们做的一件事情。
One thing we want to do in 2009.
就是背更多的圣经节。
Is to memorize more Bible verses.
因为当我们把这圣经节摆在我们脑子里的时候。
So when we put this Bible verse in our mind.
圣灵就常常借用神的话来提醒我们。
So the Holy Spirit will often remind us using the Bible verses.
不然圣灵想要帮你们。
Otherwise, the Spirit wants to help you.
但是你脑子空空了，他没有办法让你想起什么。
But you're emptying your mind, so they cannot help you.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
So I encourage brothers and sisters.
我们2009年。
So in 2009.
我们就是多背一些神的话语。
We shall memorize more God's words.
有些人会说哎呀我现在年纪大了记忆力不太好。
Some people say, you know, I'm getting old, I cannot memorize very well.
我想我如果答应你说你背一个圣经节给你$100的话。
If I promise you, I will give $100 every verse that you can memorize.
你可能会觉得100个圣经节还不够背呢。
Maybe you don't think even 100 would be enough.
不过我们可以有一些帮助我们背诵圣经节的方法。
But we can find some ways to help us memorize the verses.
我就把它写在一个卡片上面。
So you can put them in an index card.
当我开车在停车的时候，有红绿灯，我就拿出来看一下。
So when you're driving, when you stop for the stoplight, you take it out.
当你去看医生等他的时候，拿出来看一下。
When you're in the waiting room at doctor's office, you can read it.
你会很奇怪，隔了一阵子，你背诵了很多神宝贝的话语。
So you'll be realizing how easy you can memorize God's word.
圣灵的第一个工作是教导跟提醒我们。
So the first job of the Spirit is to teach us.
圣灵的第二个工作。
The second work of
耶稣留下的遗产。
The legacy from Jesus.
是他的平安。
Is his peace.
这是在27节。
Is in verse 27.
首先他是平安的源头。
First, he is the source of the peace.
我请问你，当你想到平安这两个字，你的感想是什么？
Let me ask you, when you heard the word peace, what do you think?
可能对大部分的人。
For most people.
平安是表示没有。
Maybe peace means this, no.
没有什么。
What you don't have.
没有战争。
No war.
没有争斗。
No strife.
没有不和。
No disharmony.
没有彼此对敌。
No hostility.
没有不稳定不安宁。
No unease and rest.
你没注意到这些都是外面的。
You may think this is all external.
受到环境跟人的影响。
It's influenced by your environment.
所以如果环境变迁。
If the environment changes.
或人改变。
Or people changes.
你的平安也就不见了。
Then you lose your peace.
耶稣在27节说
Jesus said in verse 27,
我留下平安给你们。
Peace I leave with you.
注意我这个字哈。
Focus on the word I.
他在告诉我们平安来自于神。
He tells us peace comes from God.
他是平安的源头。
He is the source of peace.
圣经里面还用一个字叫平安的神。
There's another word that in the Bible is the peace of God, the God of peace.
我们看两处的圣经节。
Let's read two verses.
罗马书十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
罗马十五章三十三节。
Romans 15:33.
这里说愿赐平安的神常和你们众人同在，阿们。我们再看一处礼拜晚上这个主爱团契查经的时候读到以弗所书。
That's also another one in the book of Ephesians
第六章
chapter 6
23节
verse 23
六章二十三节
6:23 Ephesians
愿平安、仁爱、信心从父神和主耶稣基督归于弟兄们。还有其他圣经节我们没有时间念。
There are other verses that we don't have time to read.
这几个圣经节是告诉我们一个真理。
These verses tell us the truth.
圣父和圣子是平安的源头。
The Father and the Son is the source of peace.
但却是圣灵的工作将平安赐给信徒们。
But it is the work of the Spirit that gives peace to disciples.
圣灵将这个平安跟其他的祝福赐给门徒们。
So the Spirit will give peace and other blessings to the disciples.
所以加拉太书五章二十二节这么说。
That's why in Colossians 5:22 it says this.
加拉太书五章二十二节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平，和平就是平安、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。换句话说，弟兄姐妹们
，So in other words, brothers and sisters,
如果你想要那个平安
，If you want that peace,
你需要和神先有正确的关系
，You need to have a right.Relationship with God first.
你需要像加勒太书五章十六节里面所讲的。
You should be like what is described in Galatians 5:16.
说当顺着圣灵而行。
Walk by the Spirit.
你被圣灵掌管了。
You will be controlled by the Spirit.
你不放纵自己的肉欲的。
You would not indulge in your own desires.
你的情形是像第五章二十四节所形容的。
So your situation is like described by chapter 5 verse 24.
凡主基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同定在十字架上。当一个人这样遵着神的话，就是说神是赐平安给他。
So if one who really follow God's word, God will give him peace.
但是耶稣回到二十七节，请大家注意一句话，十四章二十七节。
So let's pay attention to John 14:27.
第二句话意思说，我将我的平安赐给你们。
So I leave you with my peace.
换句话说，他所给我们的平安，就是他自己的平安，同一个的。
So,He gave us the peace. It's the same peace that of His own.
这个平安是很宝贵的。
This is very precious.
这个平安让耶稣能够面对人的对他的嘲笑。
So because of this peace, Jesus can face all the ridicules by other people.
人对他的愤怒。
People's anger towards him.
人对他的这个敌对。
So their hostility towards him.
在这种情况之下，他仍然能够安静平稳。
He can still be peaceful.
因为他行在神的旨意当中。
Because he walked in the will of God.
保罗在书信里面讲了一句话。
In one of the Pauline's epistles.
请我们看腓立比书四章七节。
Let's go to the Philippians.
腓立比书四章七节。
Verse chapter 4 verse 7.
腓立比书第四章第七节。
Chapter 4.Verse 7 to Philippians.
早早请大家跟我一起念。
Let's read together.
一起来。神首次出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心法意念啊。这个出人意外，有别的翻译本把它说超过人所能理解的，或者超过人所能够认识了解的。
So some of the translations say surpasses all comprehension or understanding.
那么这边说保守呢？
Sure, it's the key.
保守是一个军事上的用词。
It's a military word.
说英文说 keep watch over 哈，这个看着你，保护着你。
So that's keep watch over you.
因为当一个人跟神有正确的关系
，if you have a right relationship with God,
当他让圣灵掌管他的生命
，if you let the Spirit control your life,
那么神开始保守他
，then God starts guard him.
虽然外面的环境不好
，even though the external circumstances are not,
虽然人很恶劣
，even though people are evil,
但他不受这些的影响
，but he will not be affected by this.
他们在他身上没有作用。
They have no influence on him.
他有那种人不能够理解、不能够了解的平安。
He has a peace that other people could not understand.
有一个故事这么说。
There's a story.
有一次，有一批很出名的艺术家。
Once there's a group of famous artists.
被邀请去参加一个比赛。
So they were invited for a competition.
他们用他们的这个画画或雕刻。
They use the paintings or the sculpture
来描写平安
to describe peace.
到比赛的那一天
on the day of the competition,
有人展出一个很美的画
some has a very beautiful painting.
是一个很美丽的日落
it's a very beautiful sunset.
夕阳西下
so it's a sun setting.
非常的平静
it's peaceful.
有人是展示出一个绿油油的田园的风光的画。
So someone gets a scenery of a green pasture.
但是得奖的那位艺术家。
But the one who won the prize.
他画了一幅油画。
He painted up oil painting.
油画的后面的背景。
The background of the painting.
是一个很大的瀑布。
This huge waterfall.
水急速的像雷声这样流下来。
So the water falls quickly.
旁边有一块大石头
There's a huge rock.
石头有一根树枝这样 伸出来
So there is a branch of a tree extended from the rock.
树枝的上面有一个鸟巢
And there is a bird nest on that branch.
有一只鸟就躺卧在那鸟巢里面
There was a bird laying in that nest.
所以水虽然那么急速的快从它旁边的流下去
Even the water falls quickly and mightily.
那只鸟却很平静
Yet,The bird was very peaceful.
因为他知道他是安全的。
Because he knows he's safe.
因为他知道他是连在那一块磐石上面。
Because he is connected with the rock.
这是神所赐的平安。
This is the peace given by God.
面对疾病死亡。
When we face illness and death.
面对其他的苦难。
When we face all kinds of trials,
虽然像雷声那么的大
even though they may sound like thunder,
他知道因为他接连在这个磐石上
he knows because they connect with the rock,
他知道他要去哪里
he knows where he's going,
他心里能够镇静
so he can have calm in his,
这是耶稣的平安
this is the peace from Jesus.
我们再看平安的对比
Let's look at contrast with peace.
二十七节后半边说
The second half of verse 27
我所赐的不像世人所赐世人或者世界所赐的你们心里不要忧愁也不要胆怯世人或世界的给的平安总是不够用
Whatever the peace the world gives you is never enough
总是暂时的
It's always temporary
靠不住的
It's, You cannot depend on it
圣经屡次的这么说
The Bible oftentimes tells us
我们要看几处的圣经节
Let's read several passages
以赛亚书四十八章
Isaiah 48
二十二节
Verse 22
以赛亚书四十八章二十二节
Isaiah 48:22
这里说耶和华说二人必不得平安 二人必不得平安。五十七章
Chapter 57
二十节到二十一节
Verses 20-21
五十七章二十二十一节
Chapter 57:20-21
唯独恶人好像翻腾的海不得平静其中的水常涌出污秽和淤泥来我的神说恶人必不得平安我们再看新约的几处圣经节
As is some passage from the New Testament
罗马书第三章
Romans chapter 3
17节到18节
Verses 17-18
罗马书三章17节18节
Romans 3:17-18
说平安的路他们未曾知道他们眼中不怕神他们根本不知道有平安这条路也找不到
they do not know the path of peace
再看帖撒罗尼迦前书五章第三节
First Thessalonians chapter 5
五章第三节
verse 3
这里说人正说平安稳妥的时候灾祸忽然临到他们如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样他们绝不认脱逃想都想不到就来了
You come when you're unexpected
如果还没不信主的人
If you are not a believer yet
他认识到神对他们的愤怒
He knows God's wrath.
以及以后那种永远的痛苦正在地狱里面等着他。
And the eternal suffering is waiting for him in hell.
他们在世的日子没有办法有一分钟的平安。
So while they're living, they cannot even have 1 minute of peace.
平安来自于神。
Peace comes from God.
他是平安的源头。
He is the source of peace.
只有当你和他和好之后
Only once you are reconciled with him.
只有当你和他关系弄对之后
Only when you have a right relationship with God.
他才赐给你那出人意外的平安
Then he will give you the peace that surprises your understanding.
我们看第三个遗产
The third legacy.
是他的去处
His destination.
这是二十八节到二十九节
This is in verse 28-29.
耶稣二十八节里面说你们听见我对你们说了我去还要到你们这里来你们若爱我因我到父那里去就必喜乐因为父是比我大的他讲的这一句话前面我们懂
What he said here we understand the first part
你要离开你 还要回来我们可以了解
We understand you're going to leave and you're going to come back
那后面这句话听起来就比较奇怪
But it'sDifficult to understand this one.
怎么我离开就必喜乐呢
How come you shall joy when I leave?
你明明不是要离开我们吗
Aren't you truly leaving us?
有两个理由我们应该喜乐
There are two reasons we should be joyful.
第一个理由是为了耶稣他自己
The first is for Jesus himself.
第一个理由是为我们自己
The second reason is for ourselves.
第一个理由为了耶稣他自己
The first for Jesus himself.
他将要恢复他应该有的荣耀
He's going to regain his glory
新约一位圣经新约圣经学者叫做卡森博士
There's a Dr. Carson who is a New Testament theologian
他这句话他这么解释说
He interpreted this
他说耶稣的门徒如果真的爱他
If Jesus' disciples truly love him,
就必因他回到父那里去而喜乐。
They should be glad that he is returning to his father.
因为他正要回到他原来所属的那个领域。
So he is returning to the sphere where he belongs.
就是他在世界开始以前与父同享的那种荣耀。
To the glory he had with the father before the world began.
在那里父的荣耀没有消灭
To the place where the Father is undiminished in glory
无疑的这是比成为肉身状态中的耶稣是更大的
unquestionably greater than the Son in his incarnate state.
到这个时候, 门徒在情绪上的反应,
so to this point, the disciples have responded emotionally.
完全是他们照着对自己得失的看法,
entirely according to their perception of their own gain or loss.
如果他们爱耶稣, 明白他的离去, 乃是回到自己的家,
if they have loved Jesus, they would have perceived that his departure to his own home
那是耶稣的得着,
was his gain,
就必因这个情景而一同喜乐,
and rejoiced with him at this prospect.
事实上,门徒们的忧伤是他们以自我为中心的一个指标,
as it is, their grief is an index of their self-centeredness.
门徒们要喜乐,
disciples should have joy,
因为耶稣是要回家,
because Jesus is returning home.
他是去到更好的地方,
he's going to a better place.
今天这句话对你我也是一个鼓励,
so this is an encouragement for you and I today.
当我们信主的亲朋离开这个世界,
as our believer friends leaving, our relative leaving this world,
虽然我们头脑上知道我们以后还要再见面,
even though we know we're going to meet again,
当我们心中难过, 舍不得,
but we're still feeling sorrows.
可是同时,
but at the same time,
我们会因为他们脱离了肉体的痛苦,
because they have escaped the suffering of their bodily pain,
因为他们已经去了一个更好的地方,
because they went to a better place,
而喜乐地感谢神,
so we can have joy and thank God.
耶稣说我们可以喜乐为了他自己另外为了我们自己,
Jesus says we should have joy for our own sake.
但耶稣回到天上, 他有一个新的工作,
but once he returned to heaven, he has a new job.
他要成为我们的大祭司,
he's become our high priest.
大祭司的工作就在父的面前为我们祈求,
so the work of the high priest is intercede for us in Father.
你想想看我们的光景是怎么样,
can you think of our circumstances?
圣灵来了,
the Spirit came,
住在我们里面,
indwelled in us.
耶稣回去了,
Jesus went back,
住在上面为我们祈求,
he's in heaven interceding for us.
圣经有了,
the Bible we have,
摆在我们前面,
is in front of us,
作为我们的引导,
becomes our lead.
所以我们想想看,
so let's think,
圣灵在里面,
the Spirit is inside,
圣子在上面,
the Son is above us,
圣经在前面,
the Bible is in front of us.
我们有什么还值得忧伤的?
Is there anything we should worry?
祂不但让我们喜乐, 还让我们可以相信,
not only he gives us joy, and he also gives us faith.
2年前以前我经过一件事情,
I heard something 2 years ago.
那一阵子我这个身体的胆固醇跟甘油三酯的数目都太高,
in those days my cholesterol and triglyceride was very high.
我的保险公司给我一个选择,
my insurance company gave me a choice.
如果一年之内不把这两个数目降低的话, 他们就要停保,
if I do not lower those two values, they're going to stop my insurance.
所以给我很大的激励啊, 赶快把数目弄低,
so give me good encouragement to start working on it.
他们告诉我3个月里面,
they said that in 3 months,
我不能再吃动物有动物脂肪的东西,
so I can no longer eat any food with animal fat,
也不可以吃鸡蛋,
nor eggs.
所以我吃很多的蔬菜,
so I ate a lot of vegetables,
水果,
fruit,
豆类的食品,
beans,
也不能喝牛奶,
I cannot drink milk,
只喝豆浆,
only the soybean milk.
3个月之后,
after 3 months,
我两个指数都跌到150以下,
so both index fell below 150.
可是我的保险公司还不让我马上过关,
but my insurance company would still not let me pass.
他说我们再观察3个月,
he said we're going to observe you for another 3 months.
3个月之后,
after another 3 months,
指数还是150之下,
they stay below 150.
他们就假装做好人啊,
so they pretend to be good.
好了好了, 我们不需要再观察你1年了,
okay, we do not be observed for another year.
我们现在就可以替你付保了,
we'll continue to insure you.
从那以后,
strengthen.
我对这间保险公司讲到其他保健的事情，我都很注意，也蛮相信的。
I believe what those insurances they would cover.
我也有机会告诉我们教会里面一些身体比较健康的人。
I also told some people in our church they seem healthy.
他们照着方法去做。
They also follow the same way.
效果很有效。
It was effective.
当你有效的时候，你在听到这间公司讲的事情，你会注意。
So when you hear what they said, you will pay attention to.
这个经验告诉我什么？
So what does the experience tell me?
想想看
Just to think.
一间医药机构
A pharmaceutical company.
它不是百分之百的完全
It's not 100% perfect.
它也不是无所不知的
It's not all knowing.
但是我听了它一间告诉我一些事情说有效
I heard they told me something would be effective.
我照着去做
I followed it.
哎，真的有效
And it did.
我就开始会更相信他要讲的话。
Then I'll believe even more what he said.
但是如果我们那位完全无所不知的神对我们讲的话
，If the omniscient God tells us，
他一先告诉我们
，He told us，
到时候事情成就
，And then things are accomplished，
那我们的信心就会更加强。
Then our faith will be stronger.
耶稣的确告诉门徒说他要死了。
Jesus truly told us he's going to die.
然后他要复活。
Then he will resurrect.
当这些事情发生的时候
，When those things happen,
门徒的信心就更加强了。
So disciples of faith become stronger.
弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
如果你心里真的知道耶稣现在在哪里
，If you truly know where Jesus is today,
我们的信心也会真的加强。
So our faith will be stronger.
并且我们会更相信有一天他还要再来接我们。
And we even believe one day he will come again.
我们看第四大点。
As the fourth point,
他的胜利。
His victory.
我们先说他的完全。
Let's look at his perfection.
三十节里面。
Verse 30.
以后我不再和你们多说话，因为这世界的王将到。他在我里面是毫无所有。这世界的王子谁
？Who's the world ruler？
这是撒旦。
That's Satan.
撒旦将要在耶稣身上做最后一次的征战。
Satan will challenge Jesus one more time.
他用他所有的力量来打击耶稣啊。
He's going to fight with Jesus with all his might.
可是耶稣说他在我里面是毫无所有的。
But Jesus said he has nothing in me.
Okay, 所以这句话也可以翻成说他在我里面是毫无作用他在我里面是一点能力都没有的
So he has no power over me.
为什么这样
Why is this?
耶稣自己在三十一节有答案
Jesus answered that in verse 31
但要叫世人知道我爱父并且父怎样吩咐我我就怎样行他一生都遵守神的诫命
He'sWhole life he followed God's command.
完成了天父差给他的工作。
He has completed the mission of the Father who gave him.
所以撒旦对他没有办法。
So Satan cannot do anything to him.
你还记得耶稣在约翰福音第十章讲过一句话很奇怪吗
？Do you remember, Jesus said something in John 10?
John
4.
请我们看四章三十四节。
Let's go to chapter 4, verse 34.
四章三十四节。
4:34.
耶稣说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意做成他的工我们可以了解食物是干什么食物让一个人可以活下去
We know what function of food It keeps us alive
食物维持一个人的生命
So the food will sustain our life
所以耶稣是在说
So Jesus
said 我的生存我的生命都在于遵行天父的旨意。
So my existence and my life depends on follow God's word.
难怪撒旦没有办法 打败他。
That's why Satan cannot.
撒旦找不到什么把柄可以告他。
He couldn't find anything to accuse him.
其他人撒旦都找到把柄了。
For all the other people, Satan.
当撒旦来到亚当跟夏娃的时候，他找到把柄，看到他们的弱点。
So when he came to Adam and Eve, he sees their weakness.
他来到挪亚的身上，看到挪亚的弱点。
He came Noah, he will see his weakness.
他来到亚伯拉罕、摩西的前面，看到他们的弱点。
When he came to Abraham and Moses, he can also see their weakness.
他来到大卫跟所有圣徒的身上，都看到我们的弱点。
So he can see the weakness on David and all these saints.
但耶稣是个没有残疾的。跟没有斑点的羊羔
But we know that Jesus is unblemished lamb.
所以撒旦在他身上毫无作用。
So that Satan had nothing to do, cannot do anything on him.
有个主日学的老师。
There was a Sunday school teacher.
上课时候，他告诉学生们说。
He told his students.
今天让你们写两个题目。
Today I have two topics for you.
我 发出四张纸给你们写。
Like your four pieces of paper.
你们花半个小时写第一个题目。
You have to write something for half an hour on the first topic.
半个小时写第二个题目。
Spend another half an hour on the second topic.
第一个题目是圣灵。
The first one is Holy Spirit.
第二个题目是撒旦。
The second one is Satan.
大家开始写。
The people start writing.
有个学生一直写。
The student keep on writing.
他花整个小时写第一个题目。
He spent a whole hour on the first topic.
四张纸写得满满的。
He's full of the four pages.
在最后一页。
On the last page.
最下面。
On the bottom.
一点空白的位置。
This is a little empty space.
他勉强挤进几句话。
He barely put a few sentences in it.
我没有时间，也没有地方给撒旦。
I have no time and no place for Satan.
我们需要学习这位小学生。
So we need to imitate this student.
我们把我们的思想里面挤得充满了神的话语。
In our minds, our thoughts full of God's word.
让圣灵掌管我们的思想。
Let the Spirit control us.
我们没有任何地方，没有任何机会给撒旦。
There's no place, no opportunity for Satan.
像他在你身上就毫无作用。
So he would not have any effect on you.
耶稣离开时候留下一个遗产。
So the legacy that Jesus left behind when he left.
他的盟友保惠师。
His allies.
他的特别的平安。
His peace.
他的去处带给我们喜乐跟相信他。
His destination brought us joy and faith.
最后他自己的胜利。
And finally his victory.
你知道吗？这个遗产已经被公读了，被宣布了。
You know this.Legacy has been proclaimed.
不再是个秘密了。
It's no longer a secret.
我们可以得到这个遗产。
We can have this legacy.
但我们要得到的话。
But if we want to have it.
我们必须是他这个遗产要留给的对象。
We must be the person he is leaving the legacy for.
我们必须是属于他的人。
We must be the one that belongs to him.
我们必须是他的门徒。
We must be his disciples.
如果我们当中有人还不是。
If in some way in our midst is still not,
请你不要再等了。
Don't wait.
因为你等不到一个比这个更好的主人了。
You had never wait a better master.
并且就在你等的时候，
even though as you're waiting,
别的事情成为你的主人了。
Other things can become your master.
金钱成为你的主人。
Money can become your master.
地位成为你的主人。
Position can be your master.
享受成为你的主人。
Enjoyment can be your master.
儿女成为你的主人。
Children can become your master.
这些主人都不是恩典的主。
So those masters are not your savior and blessing.
这些主人都不是真正为你好的。
They are not really for your benefit.
耶稣是那个恩典的主人。
So Jesus is the Savior.
为什么不在今天呢？
Why not today?
2009年刚开始不久。
At the beginning of 2009.
我口里承认耶稣是那个主人。
So I confess Jesus is that Master.
我们心里相信他的确从死里复活。
I believe that he is resurrected.
他的确是神的儿子。
He is truly the Son of God.
祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们再一次的谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, once again we thank you.
你留下给我们宝贝的遗产。
You have given us such a precious legacy.
我们可以得到它。
We can obtain it.
让我们不要失去这个机会。
Let us not miss this opportunity.
我们这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.